we're really up to the Grizz, and we left off with a separate problem. Not to say unrelated, but it's not the topic of the Grizz. Is the Rambam in Shabbos Yud Zayin Beis? So let's do the Grizz first, and then we'll come to Yud Zayin Beis. It's certainly an interesting, important Rambam to address. Also, I wanted to mention that, and I must mention this, fascinating is that I saw in the Harei Kedem, in the Shabbos volume, that the Rav actually wants to address the Stira in the Rambam, that he says in one place that they have to be Ninolos Balayla, that they have to, right, they have to literally be, it sounds like they literally have to be closed. And then later in Perek Yud Zayin, I think it's Yud Zayin, where he says, no, they only have to be Roy Lino. So maybe I spoke too soon, at least according to the Rav. I mean, I'm interested to see what he says about that. Because the Gemara is not mashma that way. I mean, the Gemara, but I guess he has that word. He must explain the Gemara too. Gemara seems to be a machlokas, mamish ninolos or roy. It's interesting. The Rambam ends up according to the Rav with two different positions. It'd be interesting to see when he says one and when he says the other. Okay. Anyhow, let's take the Grizz. Hilchos Erevin. Chotzesh yesh bashchenim harbe v'chule. Din torahu shiyu kulan mutorin letaltal v'chule. V'chene din b'movi sheish lelech yakorah shiyu kol b'nei amovi mutorin letaltal v'chule v'chule. Shekol amovi rishas yachid ho v'chule. Zeu din torah. Avo medivri sofim aser l'shchenim letaltal v'rishas yachid. Sheyesh bach chaluka b'diyurin. Ad shiyarvo. Ad kan l'shana. Ayin shom b'mal yomishna shehiksha dalo medin Torah gam b'lo lechi v'kora muta l'talto. As the Rambam says, Zehu din Torah. And he says that the Mavui has a lechi and a kora. Or a kora. So he says, Halo b'lo lechi v'kora muta l'talto. The Rei Shlosh Mechitz is the Raisa. V'lam enakar Rambam hocha lechi v'kora. Ayin Shem B'divrei HaMagen Mishnah. Now, I wanted to explain last week that the Rambam is okay to use the expression Din Torah. Because I said, basically, the concept of the Din Torah is that wherever you have a Chal Hashem, Rishus HaYachid, you would never have an Isser Tiltal. So it makes no difference, that concept, that Torah concept makes no difference whether you apply it to a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa or Rishus HaYachid Rabbanan. The point is that in Torah is wherever you have a Rishus HaYachid, you do not have a problem of being metaltel, and then there's no concept whatsoever of Chalukas Diurin. It goes by the nature of the Rishus, in other words, by the nature of the Rishus. But ain't a chanami, of course, Korah is only a Rishus HaYachid mid Rabbanan. All right, that was a small step we took last week. Let's see what does the Grizz do here. I guess according to him, the Magen Mishnah's kasha is what? I just want to get the Magen Mishnah's kasha clear. That really, Din Torah is the Shechinim should be able to metaltal Din Torah without a Lechi Yakara. Din Torah. Because all you need is Shlosh Mechitzas, the Raisa, to be metaltal, to be metaltal. So why did the Rambam inject here Lechi Vakora? In other words, why couldn't he just leave it as a case of a Mokum Pator? Why couldn't he just leave it as a makom patur in his description? That's basically the Magamish's kasha. So now he says like this: Vashe nira pashat the beer divrei Rambam. The shapir nakid hachamav yishesh lo lechi akara. Dimi shem din shlosh mechitzas shemut l'taltam din Torah. Im kein halo hetera whom din makom patur. Uchamavu baram perik yidal perik yidzayin hilchas Shabbos. The b'shlosh mechitzas ein bo din rishus hayachid. Vehetera midaraisu ki din makom patur. That's right. Ulafiza ain't kan makom utakanta de erev. The din erev al rishus hayachid nemar. The low al makom patur. Ella the below lechi bekora asa balav hachi b'rabbanim mishum ikur din rishuyas. Aval inyan erev ha'issa diurin lo shayach gabei. The ain din erev ella b'rishus hayachid. Var Rambam the mayri le'inyan takanta de erev. Al kain zehu din akad l'milsei b'mavu yishesu lechi akora. Dazu de mechshav rishki rishus hayachid. Shenema bo din erev. V'zeh pashit b'divrei Rambam. Okay. There is what the Grizz is saying very simply, and he holds it's a davar pashut in the Rambam too, that the whole Takana Shlomo and Shlomo Melech and Beis Dino's concern was we have Chalukas Diurin in a shared, in one unified Rishus HaYachid. That was his takana. That was his concern, and his takana was that wherever you have multiple diurin under the same Rishus HaYachid area, all within the same Rishus HaYachid area, that is when they created a Isser Tiltel. It created Yisurei Hotzah. In other words, basically, they treated it like a Rishus HaRabim, the common area. Where Yad HaKol Shavabo, they treated it as Rishus HaRabim. Even though, in reality, it's a Rishus HaYachid. So that's the Isser they created. And then, of course, they had a Takana for it, a Tikkun. Which is what we call Erev Chatzeros, Shitufei Mavoos. That was their solution to their very formulation, their Isser. So he's saying that is at the very nature of the very institution, the very nature of the whole Isser is when you have a Rishus HaYachid, and an area that I call Shavabo. But this has nothing to do with a Makom Patur. It has nothing to do with simply Heter Tiltel. Their Takana was formulated insofar as a Rishus HaYachid. Now, of course, now, the makom, let's assume you had a mavui with shlosh mechitzos and no korah lechi on the mavui. So it's true; it's not part of the whole formulation of Shlomo Melech, and therefore, bizman Shlomo Melech, it would be mutal l'taltel in that mavui. But of course now it won't be because it has a din of a karmelis. That's where he said. That's when he mentions. He means because they rendered that into a karmelis. But so it will be also there, but has nothing to do with the problem of chalukas diurin and dine erev. That has nothing to do with that. It's a separate point. It's not part of the Takana, but today it'll still be in the Memel, it'll be Aser anyhow. Okay. But that's his main point, is that the very formulation is insofar as an area that has a shem Rishus HaYachid. Yeah. Ela the tzarachi and the hatinach balechi the mechsha mechitza gemura v'nasa Rishus HaYachid kidin dalad mechitzas. Aval b'korah, yes, so we know Alechi from Perek Yedalad has a din of a Rishus HaYachid. It's considered a fourth mechitza on the fourth ruach. If you just have a right, just Alechi. Aval b'korah, the Rei Kaimon Azorek L'Sochel Potter, which we saw that ourselves. That was in Perek Yedzayin. Uchem Uwe Baram, Perek Yedzayin, Hilchot Shabbos, Lachates, Ayin Sham. Vimkein akati sov din makom patur bei velo din rishus hayachid. Ah, so now right, so that's the kasha. Korah seems to be a problem because a korah is just a makom patur. Achi nira the name of the raisa ena mavi shech shero b'korah nidon rishus hayachid. Vazorik l'socho potar aval le'inyin din tiltol shavivu rabbonin kirushas hayachid v'zeu ikur din heter mavui b'korah shum da'socho chum kirushas hayachid v'ein heitera b'toras makom p'tor ki'im b'toras rishas hayachid u'chamavur lehej b'loshen ram da'kocha shakol ha'mavui rishas hayachid ho d'koi gam al mavui shechshera b'korah. So it's interesting. It's what he seems to be saying. If you, I think Medayik in his lashon, is that really may ikur din reshuyos. It of course remains a makom patur. Now it's. In the pure structural evaluation, it's a makom patur. But then you have a system of tiltal, where the chachamim came along and they decided in which makom you could be metaltal and which makom you can't be metaltal. And in the system of tiltal, that's where they said it has a din of Rishus HaYachid. That's where they said it. Yeah, you're 100% right. In other words, let me just refine what I'm saying. In other words, there's midaraisa. There are three intrinsic rishuyas. Three rishuyas that naturally emerge. There's a rishus hayachid, there's a rishus harabim, and then there's anything that's not those. The absence of the positive qualities of rishus hayachid and rishus harabim. Oh, by the way, Bika, the reason, right, you asked me about a Bika last week? Yeah, Rashi says on Dav Vav and Shabbos, a Bika means there are multiple sados, one after the other. So the Rabbim, there's no Hilach Rabbim there. Right. And now the Chachamim created the Rishus of a Carmelis. But the underlying framework of Carmelis, even though now, of course, Midrabanan, it's a Rishus, the underlying framework is the Isser Tiltal. Is the Isser Tiltal. In other words, that was formulated because of their concerns about Tiltal, about Isser Hotzah. That's the right way to say it. To illustrate, just as an illustration. And it has to do with the problem we had last week with Perek Yizayin Halacha Beis, right? Where the Rambam said, Heich Matir Mavisasam. And then at the end of that halacha, he says, Shedin Torah B'Shlosh Mechitzes B'Vad Mutal Etaltel, U'medivrei Sofrim Hi HaRuach HaRaviyas, U'lefikach Daila B'lech Yakora. So there's an obvious kasha here. I understand U'fikach Daila B'kora, because that's the Rabbanan. What do you mean? But how could you say U'lefikach Daila B'lechi? Lechi is Rishu Siyachid Daraisa. So what do you mean, Daila? It's not some cool of a chachamim. It's a rishus hayachid midaraisa. The whole language doesn't make sense. It shouldn't apply to the lechi. Right? That was our question last week. Yeah, so this is based on a Gemara in Erevin. So if you look in the Raman, Halacha Chaf Beis, second statement, second halacha there. Ulechi ha'ome me'elav. Im somcho alav mikodem ha'shabbos kasher. In other words, if there happens to be a lechi that's in the exact proper position relative to the walls of the mavui, okay, meaning at the entrance. All right. So the Ram said, the Rama, based on the Gemara, im somcho alav mikodem ha'shabbos kasher. It's only if you had in mind to utilize that lechi to be matir the mavui, is it good? That we're somech on that. We're relying on that lechi. But if it just so happens that in the middle of Shabbos somebody notices, oh yeah, there's a lechi there, we can carry in the mavui, the lechi would be, you can't. So I'll ask you. Do you think that that's the halacha in Perek Yudalid when the Rambam says that a Rishus HaYachid, three walls and a lechi, is considered Rishus HaYachid? Is there some idea you have to be somech on the lechi? I would suggest not. Meaning, what I'm trying to show you is there could be a structural definition of Rishus HaYachid. Simply, you have... And I think I could bring Rias this, by the way, now that I think about it. They're not off the top of my head. I wish they were, but I think I can show you cases where obviously it's considered a Rishus HaYachid, even though nobody was somech on it to be a Rishus HaYachid before Shabbos. But just logically, in other words, in a structural halacha, a Rishus HaYachid is a place with four mechitzas. Anytime you have four mechitzas, by definition, it's a Rishus HaYachid. And four mechitzas includes three walls, three solid walls, and a lechi, as the Rambam says clearly in Perek Yudalid. But the answer is, that's true, but because of the unique character of a mavui, midrabanan, there was still a problem. Meaning that the chachamim said that if there is a lechi that you are somech alav, will be matir the tiltal in the mavui. But if you're not somech alav, even though midaraisa it's a rishus hayachid, we're creating an iser tiltal. So it does not have to be that because you have the underlying structure, Neretzur, not the underlying. You have the structure. You have a Chefter Shel Rishus HaYachid. Does that mean automatically that it's Mutar L'Taltel? Because there are other Durabanan considerations that can play, and there's a world of Tiltal and Isser Tiltal that they had concerns about and decided when it's Mutar. So that's what the Rambam's saying. Since really it's Mutar L'Taltel, without any Lechi, it's really Mutar L'Taltel. So the Chachamim allowed Tiltal because there's a Lechi, not by virtue of the fact that it's Rishus HaYachid. But they just decided that in a Mavui, that is an appropriate way to ensure that people will not end up doing Hotzah Daraisa. Because, the Mavui is a public place. So they said either a Lechi or a Korah to be Matir Tiltal in a Mavui. Nerds Mavi is its own unique considerations in the Durabonan system. So there's two ideas. There are structural halachos. Nerds the inherent rishuyos. And then there are considerations of tiltal. Yeah, right. In other words, for sure, to be matir or mavoi, it has to be rendered into Rishus HaYachid. And that's what you see from the, looking at it, that's for sure. But really, the considerations are deeper than that. In fact, it turns out that if you render it Rishus HaYachid, then it will be Mutar L'Taltel. But if it just so happens to be a Rishus HaYachid, not so simple. That's the case. If they were not Someich al Alechi. That's right. And Korah, of course, is a Rishus HaYachid Midrabanan. Even though the Rambam later says, but you have to understand, that's a separate machlok is supposed to understand, the Gemara in Erevin, whether or not Korah is Mishum Machitz or Mishum Heker. But if the Rambam holds it's Mishum Heker, and yet he says it's definitely has a din of Rishus HaYachid. So he must hold that it also has some idea of a Machit as a steam of Ruach Revias. All right, but I just mentioned that, only shouldn't get caught in contradictions. Obviously, you have to understand how the Rambam learns. It's not so posh to say that hecker is nothing, like it's just like a hecker. No, you see, it has a din rishus HaYachid Rabbanan. It has a full din rishus HaYachid Rabbanan. And that's enough. Since really in this makom you could have carried Nidaraisa, it's a makom petor. Now the Chacham decided that if you make it into a rishus HaYachid al yedei Korah, a Rabbanan, that's also good. That's exactly what the Rambam is saying in Yud Zayin Beis. It's dialogue. The Chum decided that's sufficient. A mere lechi or a korah are enough to be matir tiltal in the mavoi, even if the mavoi really is a rishus HaYachid Daraisa. They still had to be matir tiltal. It's a fascinating thing. I think that's what the Grizz is alluding to, in the way he wrote it. He doesn't, of course, he doesn't go off into, he's interested in what he's interested in this halacha. Because he says, right? Why does he have to say, aval le'inyan din tiltal? Why don't he just say, aval midrabanan havi kirushus yachid? I think he's subtly, just being, the way he understands the whole area, he's subtly making sure to include it, that you shouldn't, if you pick up on it, good, but he wants to say it the way of the emes. That's really it is. It's the din tiltal is what motivated them. Because that's its own separate consideration.
Right.
And there's no doubt that the whole is true. Carmelus is midrabbanan a rishus, but it has, you know, it's underlying, what would the Rav call it? It's the less of the Carmelus is tiltal, is hotzah. That's how that rishus came about. It's not a natural rishus. The rishuyas d'oraisa are the natural rishuyas. Let's go a little further. Maybe we'll come back to that Yud Zayin bit, you know, but I just want to bring that out. Bring out that point. I think it fits into how the Grizz formulates of Allah Inyan Din Tiltu Shavina Rabban versus Yahid. Vizel Iker Din Heter Mavui Bakora Mishum Daso Chacham versus Yahid. Yeah, that's an important point. It's not just Stam, you put a Korah Lachi. It's that those things render it a Rishus HaYachid, and therefore the Chacham said it's Mutar B'Tiltul. But of course we know that not every time, just because that's true, but not every time that it is a Rishus HaYachid will it be Mutar B'Tiltul. It has to be its own considerations. That's Somech HaLalachi question. Yeah. The ain etero b'toras makom p'tor, ki im b'toras, which is a yachid. Correct. Uchem mavur lehejib, b'loshin haramam hacha, shekol ha-movi rishus ha-yachid hu, dekoi gam al-movi shekhshayir b'korah, uveperi gizayim lecha shabbos lecha beiz, osa lo beruch v'yas lechi yachad, o osa lo b'korah v'dayo, v'teichoshev osa korah osa lechi, ki ilu sosam ruach v'yas. See, that's even though the Ram holds, it's mishum hekar. See, sasam ruach revias. V'yaseh rishus ha-yachid, v'yemutah letalto b'kula. Yeah, when I first saw that Gemara, and I started giving these, like, thinking these definitions until I saw the Rambam. And I'm not sure that anyone argues with that. I think it's correct that everyone holds it's a stima. And there's a din rishus ha-yachid. All right, we'll see. Hare lehejer the midrabbanan mihil nechsheves hakora kistima beruach revias v'nasi rishus ha-yachid. Umikoach din rishus ha-yachid hu shenitar betiltol. Umishum hachi shaper isbe din erav kechol rishus ha-yachid. Aval b'shlosh mechitzes bavad below lechi v'kora ein bo shem din rishus ha-yachid. Lo midaraisa v'lo midrabbanan. V'chol hetero midaraisu hu midin makom p'tor. Imkein eno minyono klal shol din erev. V'isser diyurin hanema b'rishus ha-yachid. V'zeo shekasa rama mavu yishesh lo lech yakara. So that's why he wants to say the Rambam had to write lech yakara. Because even in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, and I'm going to assume that at the time of Shlomo Melech, there was no Din Carmelus yet. I'm probably right, no? It only says he made Erev. But his takana was, when you have a Rishus HaYachid, that's Mischalekes L'diurin. Harbe Diurin. That's when he created his whole system of Isser and Heter. Isser Tiltol and Heter Erev, or Shituf. But Makom Petor has nothing to do with that Takana. So that's why the Rambam, when he wants to talk about the Iker Takana here in Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph and Beis, he has to say, Lechi V'Korah. Because Shlomo Melech's Halacha will naturally then apply to those cases. If he left it as a Makom Petor, even though Memela might be also to carry there only because a separate thing that didn't Carmelus today, Yeah, but we'd have no shaychus to the concept of Erev. And it's a tiltal of chalukas diura. I have nothing to do with that. It'd be a separate thing of reshuyos. So that's why the Rambam had to include lechi akara. That's what the Grizz is explaining. I just added one point for that. The last week's point was just the one more point. Now a guy might ask, one second. Yeah, but how does the Grizz explain that it's a din Torah? What do you mean din Torah? And he's including the lechi akara. But he means, very simply, as I said, the din Torah is that there would never be an iser tiltal by something that is a shame, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That would not be possible in the Doraisa system. That's what he means. And that's the Rambam in Halachas Aleph and Beis, according to the Griz. With my little addition, which I think is almost self-evident, although I wouldn't have minded if the Griz would have answered it too. So his main points are two. One, that Takanas Erev is a lacha in a shame rishus ayachid. And two, that the heter of mavoi is exactly dependent on that it has a shame rishus ayachid. And that's exactly why mavoi becomes part of the formulation of becomes part of the world of Shlomo HaMelech, of Takanas Erev. Okay. I guess we should take a look at the Rush now. I think that's the right way to do it. I don't think it pays to just read the Grizz here. All right, that was Shlomo Melech's Takana. And now, but the Rambam is writing the Halacha for now. So now, naturally, since the very idea of Heter Mavoi is that it's rendered into Rishus HaYachid. It's rendered into Rishus HaYachid. It's removed from the shame Makom Pator. That's the very hetero shel Erev, shel Mavoi, is that you render it into Rishus HaYachid. Be Drabonim, be Darais, I don't care. So therefore, now Mavoi naturally falls under the world of Takanas Erev. Because it's a Rishus HaYachid and has multiple diurin, chalukas diurin related to it, multiple chatzeros related to it, batim and chatzeros related to it. That's what he's doing here. That's exactly why the Ram had to include Lachi and Korah. Because otherwise it would be a Makom Patur and have no shaychus to the whole Takana. Exactly. Okay, we're doing the Rush now to prepare for the second paragraph in the Grizz, which is the Rush Os Tes in Erevin Perech Hamishi, Ketzed Ma'abrin. Yeah, very strange, by the way. What that Mishnah is doing there, nobody knows. It's the strangest thing. In the middle of Erev, the middle of Tchumen, and all of a sudden they go back to Erev Chatzeros. Nobody knows the answer. It's like somehow that Mishnah guy, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi forgot to write it earlier and threw it in here. So that sounds like the strangest thing. Very strange. But anyhow, okay, not our problem. Meanwhile, it's there. It's an important Mishnah. There's a lot of important halachas there, if you're, you know, practically, if you have these cases. There's a whole siman based on that Mishnah Gemara. In Shulchan Aruch, Shin Sadi something. Maybe Shin Sadi Beis, something like that. Okay. So we're going to pick up, in my edition, I got the standard Vilna Shas right now, next to the Hegos Hashiri. So it says, the Rush is quoting the Gemara, the Ein Ma'arvin Oso L'Chatzoyin, Ela okula on movi movi b'fnei atzma. So, yeah, it's going on the case on the test. Tana Rabbanan, Ir Shel Yachid v'Nas Shel Rabin. All right, we're not going to get involved in that case too much because it also has a very strange thing that you can make a Yalechi Akora by just a Rabin, which is only calling to Rabbi Yehuda in the first parak. Nobody else holds that way. We don't hold that way. We're not going to worry about all the details, but we're going to stick to what the points that the Rush is looking to make here. So the Gemara says, Maishno lechatsoyin delo da'asri hadadi. So you can't, if you had an ear that originally was Shel Yachid, and now it's Nasas Rabim, so they have to be Ma'arev the entire ear. The entire ear has to participate in the Erev to be Matir Tiltal in the ear. So the Gemara asks a question, why is it that if you do Lechatsoyin, why do we, that it creates, it's Oser Hadadi, Mavui Mavui Nami Asri Hadadi. Yeah, but the halacha there on the test says that you could do Mavui Mavui. So you can't do half the ear, but each Mavui and the Chatseros and Batim related to it, they can make their own individual Erev and be Matir Tiltal for their own immediate locality. So Gemara wants to know, what's the difference between the two cases? Okay? And the Gemara has a reason why Lechatzayin is no good. Okay. So, Pirish Rashi came to me, Karish L'Yachid Havoy. Okay, Rashi's going to explain it. That since originally was a Yachid, Vayu Ma'arvin is Kula, and they always Ma'arev together, because it belonged to one person. Okay? Or actually, two different explanations of what Yachid means. All right, whatever. I'll focus Rashi, Rambam, and others. But whatever it means, they used to be Ma'arev Eskula together. Vahurgalu Lios Echod, Asri Adadi. So therefore, they are Oser on each other, because they always were used to doing it as one. Vafilu ika lechi akora lamavoi lomhani. And even if you make a lechi akora for the mavoi, it would not help. Meaning the lechi akora for the mavoi does not set it off from the other rishuyas. You're still considered related to the rest of the ear. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and just to take the mystery out of this, the Rosh is commenting on the Gemara's, Rashi's commenting on the Gemara's Kasha, that Movi Movi Nami Asri Adadi. So the Gemara finally answers on Amud Beis that the Mavuos, these Mavuos that did separately, it's because they actually did something physically to demonstrate that they are separate from the rest of the town. Okay, but the Gemara doesn't know that yet. Okay. So now the Rush continues. Mashma mitoch dvarav dafilu lechi mafsik beino vein rishus rabin. Kevan shohur gulagyav yachad havi kmo mavo yachad ve'ei mafsik lechi lechatzi mavo. There's even though a lechi is mafsik, the mavo itself, between it and the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you're allowed to carry in the Mavui. But since they're accustomed to all to be Ma'arev together, so it's as if it's like one Mavui. There's the whole town, the whole city is like one Mavui. And a Lechi cannot be Mafsik Chatzi Mavui. It can't split a Mavui in half. A lechi is not considered to be something, only a lechi could do one thing. A lechi could separate it and give it a din, rishus hayachid. That's what a lechi could do. But it can't split the mavoi in half or set it apart from the rest of the Rishus HaYachid of the town. Okay, the whole town's one big Rishus HaYachid. Okay. Because it has mechitzas around it. So now the Rosh has a kasha, the kasha, mehada amar beperakama, also lechi lachatzi mavoi, yesh lachatzi mavoi. 1 second, Gemara says, hey, you can make a lechi and split the mavoi in half. V'tzarech lomar, the hasa mayri she'en chatzar pasuach l'mavoi, min halechi v'lachutz. So he answers that over there it must be a case there are no other diurid past the Korah. And there was no other entrances into the Mavoi. So all the diurid are now their entrances from their homes and chatzeros into the Mavoi are all within the, where the Korah is, that half of the Mavoi. And that's why you could do it. You're not, in other words, the Lechi and Korah is not setting off the Mavoi insofar as Diurin is concerned. All it's doing is you're creating a Korah or a Lechi to make it into a Rishus HaYachid so that you can carry in the Mavoi. Al pi takanas chachamim. That's all you're doing. Okay? That's what he means by his answer. All right? But the Lechi and Korah can never separate Diurin. Okay. Aval im Hayachotzer pasuach, va'asu lechi lifnim menachotzer, asur l'shtamish b'mavui, kehechi d'asur l'shtamish hacha b'mavui, mavui b'fnei atzmo, afal pi she'asu lechi. Yeah, but if in fact there were other chatzeros pasuach, and then they made a lechi or a kora somewhere in the middle of the lifnim, right? It would be asur, because it wouldn't be set off from the other diurin. Just like the Gemara over here is wondering that you cannot make a you cannot make an Erev Mavoi Mavoi. Even if you make a Lechi. A Lechi doesn't separate it. Doesn't set it off. So it's still part of the one big Rishus HaYachid. And it's Chalukas diurin. So therefore you have a problem. Aval b'Yerushalmi lo mashmahachi. But the Yerushalmi is not mashma this way. The Garcina, the Yerushalmi, the Pirkin, right? The Yerushalmi in this very perek, Amar Rav Asi, Hada Amra B'nei Mavoi, Shenosnu Korasom Be'emtsa HaMavoi. If the B'nei Mavoi put their Korah in the middle of the Mavoi, Eilu Asurim Ve'Eilu Mutarim. So the people who put the Korah, they are mutal talto in the mavoi, but those on the outside are asurim. Nasnu elu ve'elu, elu ve'elu asurim. But if both put a korah and they didn't do an eruv, they weren't ma'arev, then everyone who's related to that mavoi is asur. So it sounds like at first that the first case where they put the korah in the middle of the mavoi, so it says elu asurim ve'elu mutarim. But the question is, 1 second, we just got done saying that a korah doesn't set off the mavoi as a separate rishus. So, what do you mean? Why are elu mutarim? You have the other people are asur, and they should create they should be osur on the other people as well. Because they're all chalukas diurim, all related to this one big Rishus HaYachid. So he says, no. V'hashta nicha hakol. No. Everything now makes sense. Daha da'amar yesh lo chatzi mavui mayri shelo nasno hachitzonim korah. The people on the outside of the outer part of the mavui, meaning the ones who are towards the entrance or exit to the Rishus HaRabim, they didn't put a korah there. In other words, they didn't put a korah at the open side of the mavoi that goes right to the Rishus HaRabim. So their area has no korah. Then on the inside, let's say halfway, whatever, they put a korah. The inner people whose Chatzeros open up to the closed end of the Mavoi. It's a Mavoi Sasum. So the closed end of the Mavoi, so they're surrounded by walls, three walls, and now they put a Korah. Okay? Hold on. So therefore, how does that help? Myri shelo nosto achitzon and Korah. V'keva chain achitzon and yecholim letaltol b'mavoi lo asri ala pnimen. So no, the answer is like this. The answer is that's not a question of setting it off. It's just simply that the people on the inside that put the Korah, the inner half, they have a heter tiltel. They have mutal taltel. So that's why that whole little group over there will be ma'arev together, and they'll have a heter tiltel in the mavli as well. But the outer group who didn't put a Korah, they have an iser tiltel. And since they have an iser tiltel, so therefore, lo asri ala pnimim. In other words, the inner group that has the Korah, so you have multiple diurin, and they share a common area, the mavui, and therefore that's exactly takana Shlomo HaMelech. You have multiple diurin, sharing a common area where everyone is mutal l'taltel ba, and that's exactly the problem, that it's nearest kirishas harabim. So therefore, that group will be ma'arev. But the other group has no effect on them, according to Rishalmi, as the Rush explains, because they're usul l'taltel. And since they're usul l'taltel, they have no shaychus to the whole issue. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying. Aval kishenastu gam hachitzonim asurim. But now if the outer group of the Amavoi, the one towards Rishus Arabim, if they put a Korah also, they're asurim gam hapnimim. Now everyone's asur until they make an Erev. Okay, gam hapnimim. Im irvu elatzman ve'elatzman velo irvu yachad. Yeah, if each group decided to be ma'arev separately, it wouldn't be good. Because since now the whole mavui is mutal taltel for all these people, so now they need one Erev to be matir. They can't look at them. The Korah doesn't separate the group. The Korah can only tell you that there's heter tiltel in the mavui. But now you have a mavui, a common area. Everybody can carry there. So now they need one Erev to be matir. That's the Kana Shlomo HaMelech. The Kevin de Horgul al Arav Yachad, Kol HaMavoy, Iyev Shalachalek L'Shtamesh. Aval Bechatzi HaMavoy, Ve'elo Bechat, I just lost my place. Iyev Shalachalek L'Shtamesh, Eilo Bechatzi HaMavoy, Ve'elo Bechatzi HaMavoy. Right. V'hachinami, so to hear, Kevin Shehorgulu Bnei Ha'ir La'arev Yachad Asri Adadi Davi Kamo Nosnu Eilu Ve'elu Sherei Ha'ir Misukenes Mishnei Rasha'a Vein Lechi Bekorim Mo Elis L'chalkom Zemizeh. Venerally the Dafka B'lechi Bekorahu De'eimo L'chalkom Zemizeh Aval B'tzuras HaPesach O Mashahu Mikan U Mashahu Mikan Nechlokom Zemizeh. It says, while it's true Alechi and Korah don't do that, Alechi and Korah only suffice to be mati or tiltal in a mavui, not to set off reshuyos one from the other. Okay? But a tzuras ha-pesach would work. You could separate a reshus from another reshus by a tzuras ha-pesach or by making two pasin, you know, two lechis on each side. V'chein kasva tosus al-hida rachba. Okay, we don't have to go into all that. And then he has one more thing, right? Where does he say you can do it with a pas of dalad? He says that a little bit later. Yeah, later. He says, Sharei afilu chotzer achas and wrote some lechalek ben tziuso. If you want even one chotzer, if you really wanted to split it off and make it into two. B'shnei pasin shel shnei mashuyin. In other words, either two mashahus, two lechis on each side. I mean, one lechi on each side, two altogether. Okay, mashu lekan or mashu lekan. Oh, but pas arba yicholim lechalko via arvu elu laatzman ve'elu laatzman. Kaved the ain bein pas lepas yosim ezer. Yeah, if you have two, if you have these lechis or pasin, you could do it, providing the Pesach isn't more than 10 amos, because more than 10 amos already is not a Pesach. Okay. Vim yesh yosem eser yechol lechalko b'tzuras haPesach, temahani b'yesem ayud. Okay, a whole question to Rishon. All right. That's basically the rush. That's just pshat the rush. Okay. All right, so what does the Grizz want to do with this rush? That's what we have to find out. What does this have to do with our Rambam that we're doing? This is what we don't know. Okay? Va'ayim be'erev dafnutes de'ein lechi v'kora mo'ilin b'movoi le'inin iser diurin rak tzorech la'arev kulo b'yachad. V'yun shem barash shekasav demikol makom mol bezeh shnei pasin or pas arba lachalkum zemizeh shi'arvu kol echo b'fnei atzmo ayin shem b'dvarav. Okay, so just a lechi and korah does not set off the rishus. It just has a separate function to render the Mavui into a Rishus HaYachid. Okay? But it has nothing to do with the issue of setting it off to make it a separate world, a separate Rishus of Chalukas Diurin. That it doesn't do. Vabir Poshet, to le'inyan issa diurin lo nemar din mavoi. Right. In other words, what does he mean by that? He doesn't mean that the world of mavoi has nothing to do with the institution of Takana Shlomo. That's not true. It's shitufe mavuos. But what he means is that the mavoi as a rishus in no way separates itself intrinsically from anything else, insofar as Takana Shlomo. So if you had a Mavoi, and somehow right next to it is right contiguous with it is another Mavoi, and everybody can carry and all these, they all are set up as proper Mavuos, so there'd be a problem. Everybody would be able to carry. It would all be one big Rishus HaYachid. And all the Chatzeros that belong to that Mavli and all the Chatzeros belong to that Mavli would all have to be Ma'arev together. The Mavli does not set off anything. It just creates a Rishus HaYachid. No different than, what should I say? You have exactly the Takana Shlomo Melech, meaning we all have homes with yards, and we're all a part of one big Rishus HaYachid. So there's no chalukah. That's exactly the point. That the Rishuyos do not all share the Rishus HaYachid, and they all are mishtamesh. They all relate to the common areas. And therefore, that's exactly the halacha that they need to be ma'arev. That's I think, all he means. Babir Pashtali and Yisadiyurin, lo nebar dini mavli. Yeah, rather than the Mavui is like no different than any other Rishus in the world of Takana Shlomo. It's no different than a Bayis, it's no different than a Chatzar. Same halachas, basically. And therefore, what do you need? Shnei Pasin or Pasar Bar. No, it's not that it's impossible to set yourself off as a separate area. You can. But there's a specific way how to do that. Tzuras HaPesach, Shnei Mashin, Pas Arba. There are different ways to render this, to render your area into a separate area apart from the other Rishus HaYachid. The Yuan Shembarash, Shehevi Meir Shalmi, Hadam Ra B'nei Mavli Shenosnu Karosam Be'emtza Mavoi Eilu Asurim Ve'eilu Mutarim. Nasu Eilu Ve'eilu, Eilu Ve'eilu Asurim. V'hainu Kamashi Kasavdu. See, the Grizz thinks that this Yerushalmi fits like a glove. The Kishenosnu Eilu Ve'eilu, when they both put a Korah on the Mavoi, one in the middle, on the inside, and one at the entrance to the Rishus HaRabim, the Kulei Din Rishus HaYachid Bay. Now the whole Mavoi has a Din Rishus HaYachid. In Ken Yesh Kan Gam Issa D'Yurin. So therefore, Memela, you're going to have Issa D'Yurin. Because now it's emerged as a Rishus HaYachid with multiple D'Yurin. Umel Deina Kora Mo Elis L'Chalkum Zemizah. The Le'inyan is a diurin being in Dafka Shnei Pasin. Kemoshe Kasavnu Le'el. So the Korah will not be Machalek, will not set it off as a separate Rishus. All the Korah will do will give it a Shem Rishus HaYachid. And that's exactly why if they both do it, now they have to all be Ma'arev Yachad. Otherwise, they're Asurim Zelzeh. Valkane Asri Hadadi, the Elo Velo Asurin. A Valkishachitzonim lo nosnu, the Nishar Mekomam Carmelis, in came the Mela, the Inkan is a Durin Klau. The Lo Shayach is a Durin, Rak, which is a Yachid. Valkane Shapir Moelis, a Korish, and Nosnu Beemsa Mavui, Lahatir me Isser Rishuyos, Kedin Mavui, Shinitar Belechi Vakora. Ah, right? But if the Chitzonim didn't do it, so now the outer half of the Mavoi, that's going to remain a Carmelis. So they're not part of the world of Erev, of Issa D'Urin. You only say, where's the Issa D'Urin? When you have multiple D'Urim related to one Rishus HaYachid. But these other people, their world is a Carmelis. What do they have to do with us who put a Korah in the middle of the Mavoi that right there, we are multiple diurin in a Rishus HaYachid. They have nothing to do with us. Insofar as Takanas Erev is concerned. And what did our Korah do? Our Korah did exactly what it should do. Which is, in the world of Rishuyos, it made it emerge as a Rishus HaYachid. It was a heter tiltal because we rendered into Rishus HaYachid, al pi hachachamim. And because that shame Rishus HaYachid emerged, now Memela, there's going to be another consideration of the urine. So, up until this point, the Grizz is explaining the Yerushalmi exactly as he explained the Rambam. The exact same analysis. Yeah, just give me one second. I just want to be okay. Now he says like this: Va'ayin b'lashon harash sham shekasav taima de'ein hachitzonim osrim al hapnimim kishalo nasnu korasam. That the Rush wrote, what's the reason why the Chitzonim don't create Isser on the inner group when they didn't put a Korah on the outside? Dehu mishum dekevan dasurim letaltel b'mavoi einam osurim aleihem. He wrote, the reason is because they are osur letaltel. They have an Isser tiltel. Ulafiza lo shayach zos b'makom petur. rock the Carmelis Bilvat. So that formulation is only true if the area is a Carmelis. But in fact, if it were a Makom Patur, it wouldn't be applicable. Because in a Makom Patur, it's Mutter L'Taltel. I think to illustrate what he means, and maybe go back to my case. Let's say Bisman Shlomo HaMelech, and there was no Shame Carmelis yet. So now, if you had simply a mavui with no korah and no lechi, so it'd be a makom patur. According to him, so there would be, one second. So according to him, Takana Shlomo would apply. Because all the batim in the chatzeros can go into the mavui and carry. It's mutter l'taltel bo, because it's a makom patur. So therefore, you have a common area where they all are metaltel, i.e. the makom patur, the mavui. So according to the way the Rush formulates it, there would be a necessity of an Erev there to be Ma'arev. They would all have to be Ma'arev. The B'nai Mavoi would have to be Ma'arev. The fact that it's a Makom Patur, right, exactly, that's the point, because it's Mutter L'Taltel. That's what I think he's getting at. He's getting at that according to the way the Rush formulated, that it's because it's usser l'taltel, that kind of formulation only would apply to a Carmelis. But if in fact you really had a common makom patur, you would require an Erev. Ulam midivrei Rambam nira dechol ikar takanta de Erev v'din diyurin lo shaycha rak b'shus hayachid bilvad mikar adin. Whereas according to the Rambam, it's not a question of heter tiltel. According to the Rambam, the very etzem hatakana was on a rishus hayachid that's mischalek l'diurin. So if you had a makom patur that everybody could access, it would have nothing to do with takana seref. Ulahachi kasav mavli sheyesh lo lechi akora, who commotion is boyer. And that's why he underlined that it has to be a mavli that has a lechi akora, because that is where the takana can only apply. That's the only that's the scenario necessary for if he didn't write that, then you would think that the mavui midin eruv, it could be later was nesar because of reshuyos, right? Because they made a three walled makom into a Carmelis. But the ikar adin, it really would have required an eruv. No, so the Rambam's telling you that's not true. The very takana shlomo was on a shame rishus hayachid. But the Rush seems to imply otherwise, because he wrote it's because it's their asur l'talto. That's how I. That's what it sounds like. I was being medayik in the Rush. The fact that he didn't say that it's a Carmelis, but he just said it's because not a Carmelis, because it's not a rishus hayachid. He just said it because asur l'talto. See, I'm still wondering, is he just simply telling you that this is the Ram's idea, and you see the Rush didn't learn this way? Or is he shedding some new light about the Rambam's idea? That's what I'm wondering. No, that's true, David. You're right. It's definitely going to Rambam. The whole formulation is about a certain, the nature of the rishus, a certain type of rishus. Because according to the Rush, it's not about a type of rishus, it's about a certain nihug of the people. There's a certain nihug, that's where they instituted the din erev. Shlomo Melech Beis Dino instituted erev. According to Rambam, it's as far as the type of rishus. That's true, that's correct.